A little bit of bittersweet, I would say. It's good coming, meeting my new teammates, getting on that Alouettes jersey, just kind of putting this past chapter away. It's the good thing. And then it's just sad packing up and, getting rid of all the Rider gear and saying goodbye to all the good people in the community. That's what makes it tough.
Did you get rid of all the Rider gear, or are you holding on to a
Well, I'll
little
hold
bit?
on to some of it for sure. I mean, Riders always have a special place in my heart. So I would never get rid of those memories. But a lot of that stuff, I have to put it away and out of sight.
Is it still personal to you,
Excuse me.
how it came to an end here?
I never looked at it as personal because, I get shots taken at me every day on social media, people, fans, different people who have a lot of negative things to say. So I just think that the way it was handled was very unprofessional. Could have just been a simple, we want to go in another direction. Thank you for everything. Goodbye. Would have much rather had that go down and would have respected it more than to take personal shots.
Is this a week for maybe some closure? It sounds like a breakup, but is it closure?
If you want to view it that way, I mean, I've pretty much put that chapter behind me. I've been an Alouette for a couple months now, so I've wrapped myself around it. I'm happy about it, and I'm ready to go.
Was today the first day you put on an Alouettes jersey?
Yes, it is.
And?
Felt good. I mean, just being out there with SJ and Sutton and Logan and Nick. Those are veteran guys. They welcome me, Bear Woods especially, after all we've been through. Those guys have welcomed me with open arms, so I'm excited to be a part of the family.
Montreal feel maybe a little bit of a fresh start now after everything that went down last few months.
Yeah, I definitely look at it like that. It's a fresh start for me. New coaching staff, new front office. Everyone is coming in basically with a clean slate, and it's up to us as players to go in and make sure everything, falls into place. So for them to believe in me and bring me in, Jock and Kavis with their first, head gigs, it's special to me.
We know you love to play with a chip on your shoulder. Is that going to be there this year?
I don't think I have to answer that. I think you know the answer.
What goes through your mind when you drive past that stadium?
You know what? Just happy I was a part of, helping build that place. Of course it's sad that I don't get a chance to open up, opening day here as a Rider, but I'm happy. I'm happy for the organization, the fans. They deserve it, and the players. They deserve a place to call home, that feels like home. So I'm happy for everyone.
You're not going to have the same mistake that John Chick had the last season.
No, I won't have that mistake because I don't know where the locker room is. So so no, you don't have to worry about that.
What do you think about opening the or maybe to Dressler or anything? You kind of went through this situation previously.
Of course, yeah, of course. When it first went down, I leaned on, those are two of my closest friends off the field, so I leaned on those guys for sure. Just a little bit of advice about change. Of course, it's something that I've never experienced. So, they just told me about change and how you have to leave that behind you and move on.
How hard is it to move away from Regina, the community?
That's the toughest part. I've made so many friends, so many people here, treat me like family. So the toughest part about the move is leaving the community.
How about opening the season against the Riders in Montreal? What's that going to be like for you?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. Please. One more time. One more time.
What's it like opening the season against the Riders in Montreal?
I'm excited about it. I think, the fans in Montreal are excited as well. It's going to be a great game to open the season at home. And, of course, that game is going to mean a little bit more to me than some others. But at the same time, it's a new beginning for us, and we're looking forward to that.
You have to go through all of this again?
All you guys coming out there? There, yeah, that's gonna be a good one, huh? But yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, when I'm done playing and these type scrums and different things like that don't happen, I'm pretty sure I'll be sad about it because this is one of the good things about being a professional quarterback that, you know, you get to interact with media, be on camera, things that, you know, the average person can't say.
Is it nice, Marion, to hear? I mean, Kavis Reed is speaking. I mean, he's spoken very highly of you since he's brought you on board, and to go from maybe some of the, I mean, the moderately successful comments, stands out, I think, probably to you too, to have that comment come out and then to now hear the way Kavis speaks about you.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to have their opinion. I don't think Chris Jones was ever a big fan of mine, you know, from way back in the day. So, but, you know, Kavis just is speaking on his belief in me and my abilities and what he thinks I could do for this franchise. And, you know, I really appreciate that. Like I said, this is his first GM job. And for him, for me to be the guy that he brings in to start off his tenure, you know, I'm very appreciative of that.
Did you ever feel like you were Chris Jones's guy?
Well, I knew I wasn't. I mean, I knew we've battled for years and years and years. And, you know, he's never had good things to say about our receiving core, our offense, even back when we were battling them in the playoffs. So, and that's one of the main reasons why I signed a one-year deal, because I wanted to see how it went and how I felt at the end of the year. And even if I wanted to stay. So I just wanted it to be in my hands and not be in a long-term situation where they controlled everything.
So
I'm super excited about working with AC. I just want his knowledge, everything he's done to prepare himself to be a great quarterback. I want him to shine that down on me. I'm looking forward to getting in meetings with him, seeing how he attacked different defenses. There are certain coordinators in the league that he played against when he played. So he knows football, and he knows how to attack every single defense there is out there. And it's going to be great sitting down with him and just picking his brain and seeing how he prepared himself.
And you've seen the receivers jump in and work with
him? No doubt about it. I'm excited about that. I think the main thing is just working with veteran guys. After last year with so many rookies, a change of lineup so many times, now to have a core group of veterans is huge. And trust factor is huge between quarterback and receiver. And what those guys have done in the past, there's no doubt about it that they can be trusted, and I'm looking forward to that.
And what's the best piece of advice you got from Chicken and the rest of the
team? Just always, you know, just always keep in the back of your mind what happened, how it happened, and use that as a little bit of fuel going forward. I think if you look at Chick's games against us last year and Dressler's games against us last year, you know, those guys came out hungry. Not only against the Riders, but against the whole league. So whenever someone doubts your abilities, you know, keep that chip on your shoulder and prove them wrong.
What was it like packing the boxes the last couple
of weeks? had some good moments, some bad moments, some sad moments. You know, a little bit of everything. Like I said, I think the toughest part is just seeing all the Rider gear, the sweats, the hoodies, the T-shirts, different things like that, and having to put that up and knowing that for the short term, you can't put that on anymore.
What are some of the Rider stuff you're keeping?
I mean, I'll pretty much keep everything boxed up. You know, I'm not going to just throw it away, but I'm just making sure it's out of sight, out of mind. I make sure I fill up my closet with Alouette gear.
With the ring?
Oh, that's always going to be there. I won't wear it, but won't wear it until I retire, but I'll always have those memories for sure.
Drew Willie said to me that 2013 team was the best team he's ever been a part of because everyone was so, it was such a brotherhood. It was such a family. Would you agree with that?
I agree. I think camaraderie, chemistry, knowing your brother, knowing who you're out there with, that has just as much to do with success as talent. You look at that team, we had great players, but we were all like brothers. We would all hang out with each other. We would do team activities. You know, I think that's, especially when you get in a tough game like that Western semifinal, you know, you can look to your left or look to your right, and you really know that guy personally, and you know that they'll do anything they can do to win. And, you know, that's what you have to be a great team.
Two more questions. How's your French doing?
It's getting there. Getting there. I learned a lot. Don't put me on the test right now, but you know, give me at least until June and I'll be a lot better.
Nothing like I'm excited to play in Montreal again.
No, not now. Don't do that to me.
To have that banner on the side of the stadium and go through all that you went through, and then to have a guy come in, a coach, and basically him being the deciding factor, is that tough?
Of course. I mean, I think if you would, I mean, I guess ask around the province, Rider Nation, you have a overwhelming majority who think I should still be here. But that's how the game goes, though. You know, whoever is in charge, they make the tough decisions. They go with the players that, you know, they want. And, you know, you can't blame them. If you're a guy and you're coming into a gig and you can bring in your own people, you would rather go down with your people than, you know, with someone you're unfamiliar with. So I understand totally, but, you know, being on the other side of it is definitely tough.